Hare Krishna. Krishna has answered the first question of Arjuna. What are the general symptoms of a person who is Sthita Pragya, or the person who has attained Samadhi or is fixed in Krishna consciousness? Now Krishna is going to answer the second question. That is, Sthita Dhi Kim Prabhasheta. How does he speak? This is the question. And now Krishna is going to answer that in Shloka number 56. And also we'll continue the same trail in 57. So let's see today text number 56. It goes like this. Dukheshvanudvignamanaha Sukhesho vigatas priyaha Vitaraga bhayakrodaha Stita dhir muniruchyate. So here Krishna is saying that Dukheshu Anudvigna Manaha. So a person who has attained that great state of being fully Krishna conscious, fixed in Krishna conscious, or Samadhi, who is also called Sthita Pragya, what happens to him? How is he? Anudvigna Manaha. He is undisturbed, his mind is undisturbed. In what situation? In all the disturbing situations, Dukheshu. And all the disturbing situations means all the threefold miseries of this world. What are the threefold miseries? First one is Adi Atmika Klesha, the sufferings caused by body and mind. Second, Adi Bhautika Klesha, that is sufferings caused by other living entities. And third, Adi Daivika Klesha, sufferings caused by the Devi Devtas, the higher powers, the higher energies. So a person, you know, who is Sthita Pragya, his mind is undisturbed even in all these three miserable conditions, or all threefold miseries to be more precise. And Sukheshu Vigatas Prihaha, and when he is happy, he is not elated. He is not throwing parties around. And then it says, Vita Raga Bhaya Krodaha. Vita, he is free from Raga, attachment, Bhaya, fear, and Krodha, anger. So he is free from attachment, fear, and anger. Sthita Dhir Munir Uchyate. Such a person is called a Sthita Dhi, a Muni, or a sage of steady mind. So here, very amazing points are given. In fact, the description that we're going to see now, we can directly apply in our day-to-day life. And just by applying this shloka in our day-to-day life, there will be lots and lots of change, especially change in perspective. So let's see this one by one. Now, who is this Sthita Dhir Muni? Who is this Sthita Dhir Muni? Simple definition that is given here by Prabhupada. He says that one who has surpassed the stage of mental speculations. See, Munis are known for mental speculation. They keep speculating. In fact, what is spoken by one Muni will not be agreed by other Muni. No, he will speak something else. So it's all mental concoction, the mental speculation. But who is Sthita Dhir Muni? A person who has overcome or surpassed the stage of mental speculation. So he is not doing any mental speculation now. And has come to the conclusion that Lord Sri Krishna or Vasudeva is everything. Vasudevaha Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlaba. So seventh chapter this will come, this particular shloka, where Krishna is saying that the person who concludes, or he is accepting this conclusion that Vasudeva is everything, is Sudurlabha. Durlabha means rare. Sudurlabha means very rare. So here, this is the quality of Sthita Dhir Muni. Now, what was the question of Arjuna? How does he speak? Now, when a person is put in disturbing circumstances, all the wonderful speech will come from within. All the wonderful speech. Whatever was hidden within, that will come onto the tongue. But Asthita Pragya is going to speak in a different way. And that qualifies him as a Sthita Pragya. Now the first one, Dukheshu Anudvigna Manaha. Now when lots of miseries come in his life, when he's suffering, when he's going through a great turmoil in life, what does he say? He tells to himself, or when someone is asking him, he tells to them also that this is by the mercy of the Lord. All this suffering is by the mercy of the Lord. In fact, I deserve more suffering because of my past misdeeds, because of all the sins that I've done in the past. In fact, I deserve more. But the Lord is so merciful that He has given me only little. So this is the first thing that He says. Whenever there is dukkha, whenever there is suffering, that is threefold miseries. And then vigata sukha, sukheshu vigata spriha. When He's happy, what does He say? When He's happy, again He says the same thing. It's Lord's mercy. In fact, I don't deserve this at all. Whatever good things are coming in my life, I don't deserve it at all. In fact, it is the mercy of the Lord that He is giving all this. So, when the credit is given to the Lord, so He is not elated by that happiness because He has not done anything. That's what His mood is. He is not proud of whatever He has got because He is giving all the credit to the Lord that, oh Lord, oh Krishna, You have done everything and it's Your mercy that I've got all this. And when it comes to service of Krishna, when it comes to service of Krishna, this personality, this sthita pragya, this devotee, he is free from all the aversions and attachments. So, vita raga bhaya krodha. So, this personality is free from raga, attachment. So, he's not attached to his own conceptions, his own views and opinions. Raga bhaya krodha. So, when it comes to bhaya, he doesn't think much that what will happen, what not, and things like that. He'll just go ahead. So he does not have any aversions that, oh, I'll not do this because this will happen. No, nothing. It is for the Lord, I will do it. This is the mood of a sthita pragya. And krodha, he does not become angry when his efforts are not successful. Why? That is the Lord's plan, you do. The mood of the person is, it's your plan. I am just an instrument. I am working for you. And if I am unsuccessful, it's your plan. Okay, you take care. I am just a servant. I'll do. I'll just execute the plan. I'll just endeavor to please you. Rest, you take care. This is what the wonderful speech of a sthita pragya. Easy, right? Easy to implement. Yes, Shastras say that it is easy. It is simple. Why? Because this is intrinsic quality of the soul. The soul has all these qualities already. The only thing it is covered, you know, with lots and lots of contamination. So when a person starts practicing bhakti very nicely, seriously, intensely, every single day, under the guidance of a spiritual master, what happens? All that covering will be removed, all that contamination will be removed, and all these wonderful qualities will manifest. And one of the important qualities is dependence on the Lord. Be it suffering, be it happiness, be it any service, that personality, that devotee is dependent on Krishna. He takes shelter of Krishna, he surrendered to Krishna. Now this is what he speaks. But then, when it comes to disturbing circumstances, there will be some aspects which he shouldn't speak. That we will see in the next sloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.